This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Anyway, now clowns. As you know, there is a bit of an epidemic of clowns at the moment.
Yes, everyone's covering the clown epidemic, and it's good, it's bad, the police are upset.
Yes, all of that.
Across the world.
Well, you know what? The town of Copenhagen is going to do something about it.
Well, trust the Danes to get on top of these things.
One of the TV stations over there, which is actually called Lorry, I'm assuming that means something in Danish rather than truck.
Truck.
The Lorry TV station is organising a clown hunt.
Really?
That is right. They're sick of these creepy clowns.
See, now I've just got that Simpsons episode where they're chasing down the snakes.
Oh, Whacking Day.
Whacking Day.
But don't worry, you professional clowns and you not so professional clowns in Copenhagen. No. It's all very well organised, this clown hunt. Whacking Day. No, it's not Whacking Day. They're actually going to send out their own clowns.
Oh.
And you have to hunt.
So they're hunting as a clown.
Special clowns.
Oh. So they're sending out the clowns to be hunted.
Yes.
Right.
So if you find a spooky clown that doesn't have a special number on it, you run away.
Right.
Because they're creepy people. All right? Creepy people are still creepy clowns. So it's a big competition over there where you can win cash prizes for hunting clowns.
Okay.
You have to do it in a nice way where you just go up to them and ask for their little coupon and they give you the little coupon.
Right. Okay.
It's not Whacking Day.
You don't shoot them with an AK-47 or anything like that.
No, that's the American version.
Right.
No, none of that sort of thing. It's all very nice and all of that. And as they say, police are aware of the clown hunt and they've said, look, it's fine. There's no plans to intervene, as it's not illegal to dress up as a clown. They're not worried about the hunting part.
No.
They're only worried about the people who are dressing up as clowns.
Okay. So is it a newspaper or like
a TV channel?
Oh, a TV station.
Lorry.
Okay.
The Lorry TV station.
The Lorry Network. All right. So sounds good.
So if you're over in Copenhagen in the next little while,
hunt those clowns.
Hunt those clowns because they're worth money.
You make cash.
Don't do it here because you'll probably get into trouble. Instagram. Yes. As you know, various celebrities are on there.
They are.
I, as a celebrity, am not on there.
You're not a very good celebrity, obviously, because all celebrities have Instagram.
I limit myself to Facebook and Twitter.
I have Instagram.
I can't cope with three.
I pretty much post photos of our St. Bernard.
That's right.
And our niece. Yes.
And what else
they're
is
the
that
cutest,
for?
They're the cutest photos in the world.
Well, celebrities, or I should say, you know, inverted commas celebrities, they apparently get paid to post things.
They do, yes.
Now, when Selena Gomez is not in rehab, how much do you think she gets paid to post something about something?
I actually don't know what the going rate is for celebrity Instagram posts. So I don't have a reference point, but I would say it's many thousands.
She's got 180 million followers.
Okay, I would say many
of whom might be robots.
Perhaps tens of thousands of dollars.
So you're going with tens of thousands, Minion?
I would say about 20,000.
Right. Well, neither of you are going to get Selena Gomez to pimp your crap.
Right.
She gets $715,000
for an Instagram
post. Instagram post.
Holy.
Just one.
Wow.
Just one.
Is there an example of what
Coke paid her that much?
Oh, God, righto.
And she got 4.6 million likes for this crappy picture of her drinking it. And she's not even drinking it. You know what? It's like on those hamburger chain ads where they'd like bite the hamburger, but you can see they're not biting it, nor are they chewing.
And Selena wasn't drinking
And she wasn't drinking
was
the sugar.
Was it full sugar coke?
Oh,
yeah. Right, yeah.
She's just got this straw stuck on her lip. It's like just hanging there, but worth 700 grand.
Okay.
Then we go down a few rankings.
Yeah.
Scott Disick, you know, the alcoholic who is with one of the Kardashians.
Oh, okay.
The one who wasn't married.
Yeah, yeah.
How much would you pay him?
Not a lot. Maybe 10 grand.
About
Tristan?
Five.
Oh, God, you two. You're not getting nobody.
No.
He got paid 26 grand. Although I think they asked for a refund after the last one because he actually just put in the instructions that the company gave him.
On Instagram.
On Instagram.
Oh, God.
For booty.
Right. Okay.
Whatever. And then we get to the, you know, when you scrape the barrel?
Yes.
And you find the, you
I
find
thought
the
Scott
bottom.
Disick was pretty
no,
much scraping the barrel.
No. Even lower than Scott Disick, you know who you come across?
No.
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh.
Now, you know, people still...
I reckon she'd got lots of followers, though, because, like, you know, people yeah. like to see what she's up to.
Yeah. But how much do you reckon people pay for Lindsay to promote their, well, let's be honest, not very good stuff?
Pretty much anything they offer, she'd take.
Food stamp?
Yes.
So what's your guess for Lindsay Lohan? How much do people pay her? Oh. Now, we're just going to graduate it for you. Selena Gomez, $700,000.
Yep.
Scott Disick, you know, the baby father for one of the Kardashians.
Yeah, yeah.
Lindsay Lohan, one-time celebrity, now gutter tramp.
Did she get married to a Russian?
No, oh, they've broken up. But we've got more news on that later.
All right.
So how much would you pay for things?
$1,000.
Again, no. Tristan?
20.
20 what? Dollars?
Thousand.
Right. She's going to deal with you, Tristan. She will take your calls. Not a problem. Chris, no. She gets paid $4,500 for a post.
You know, for Lindsay, I reckon that's probably okay. That's probably good value.
You could just imagine it too. It'd be Lindsay looking like she's just rolled out of bed. Holding something that you can sort of fuzzy.
It'd have to be a particular type of products, wouldn't it? You wouldn't want, you know, any wholesome products endorsed by Lindsay.
You know, it'd be things that, you know, make you look better after a night on the you know, on the beers or something.
Well, with her, it'd be
I'm
a month,
just saying.
But anyway.
new from the gutter.
Is that it?
That's
We're
it.
Done with Instagram?
Yep. But if anyone would like to pay us,
sure.
Give us a call.
Absolutely. Particularly doggy products, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. Rosie will do that. No worries.
No worries. St. Bernard pictures, tag that. They go everywhere.
You know, universities often give people degrees in things like, I don't know, engineering or accounting or arts or teaching.
They
you know,
do.
These sort of things.
Yeah.
Well, you know, those things are so yesterday.
So yesterday. Righto.
Now, if you pop over to the University of Texas San Antonio branch.
Yes.
They will give you the only degree you need to pursue a career in the future. Okay? A career in the future.
Are they associated with Trump University?
No association with Trump University.
Righto.
And or any of those other various internet-y type ones.
Maybe Bond?
Again? No.
No?
No, right. I think it's a real university.
Oh, okay. Righto.
But if you want to get prepared for tomorrow, you need the new Beyonce degree.
The Beyonce degree.
That's right. If you think you know everything about Beyonce.
We have to know all the songs in Lemonade and who wrote them. And
funnily enough, you should say. The University of Texas San Antonio branch is having a new course called Black Women, Beyonce and Popular Culture. A full-on
So Beyonce's one-third of the subject matter.
She's pretty much all of it. Now, it offers you...
There's no other black women to study?
No, but this particular one,
In popular culture?
No, there is Beyonce. And you'll be studying the symbolism behind Beyonce's hit album, Lemonade.
Oh, my God.
And at the end of it, you will get a lovely lemonade-coloured degree. And... And I'm sure it will not. And as it is an American degree, you will, of course, have to pay.
Right.
We're not sure of the rates, but if it's around Beyonce, it could be quite expensive.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So,
is it a Beyonce approved course?
Well, we're not sure. So she may be suing them afterwards for, you know, improper use of her name and her appropriate trademarks.
And let's face it, her and Kanye probably be setting up a uni now to just run that training course over and over and
They'll
over again.
They'll sue them, close them down and set up Beyonce University.
Yes, absolutely.
Get on it, people.
So there you go.
Now, who do you think is now officially, according to them, Adele's biggest fan?
According to the people who
are
the fan.
According to the person who is self-confessed Adele's biggest fan.
Well, Adele.
No.
Her husband.
No.
Her baby.
No. Her baby doesn't like her stuff. Her baby likes the Wiggles.
Sony Music, as soon as they bought her back catalogue and are going to make a fortune.
They paid a fortune for it. No. Her biggest fan in the world, apparently, according to him, is Mark Wahlberg.
Oh.
Marky Mark.
Marky Mark, and like Sadell.
As he, okay. he hears the quote of the day going to Marky Mark about his love and adoration of Adele.
Right. Did he say this on his TV show?
He said this out there. He said, "The only music I listen to right now is Adele. People think I'm a wimp. I've listened to that 21 album 21 million times."
He said wimp. I was thinking something like
boring,
sad, but I couldn't say it on air.
Yeah, go and flip a burger. Stop listening to that.
Oh, God. I listened to that album once and that was enough.
I didn't listen to it once. Mm. I like a remix, Adele. Now,
ballads. What is it with ballads?
Now, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
He's not somebody you'd normally associate with the word classy or, well, any good words,
well,
really.
You never associate Bieber with classy. You associate him with desirable as long as you tape up his mouth, and pretty as long as you don't have to hear him talk. There's a theme going on here.
I know, he's like the sort of really annoying version of David Beckham.
1 out of 20 songs you'd listen to, but you don't want to listen to the lyrics too hard. Yeah, all that sort of stuff.
Well, Justin Bieber has decided he wants to learn how to behave at a formal dinner party.
Well, he doesn't know.
No.
He didn't have a mother. You put the fork on the left and the knife on the right.
Chris, this is a boy that rocked up naked with a guitar to say hi to his grandmother, all right? So, no, he doesn't know how to behave.
His grandma's birthday.
He doesn't know how to behave. So, he's actually rented a house in London, which he's paying, I believe it's something like $150,000 a month for.
Right.
And he has asked his people to organise a butler. And the butler's duties will include teaching him how to behave at a formal dinner party and to give him some class.
Hang on. This butler gets to live in a house that's $150,000 a month to rent.
In London.
And gets paid to teach him how to eat dinner nicely.
Yes.
I want that job.
He does have to wear...
I don't care. I'm doing... I'm applying.
And as it is a London one, I'm guessing a bit of, you know, corporal punishment is in order.
Sure. Whatever it takes.
Take that, Bieber. No, take it.
Yeah,
take it, Bieber.
Do it, baby.
Poor Tay-Tay. Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
She now seems to have been...
You can't say poor Tay-Tay.
No,
there's no such thing.
She's on the nose with many people now.
Yeah, but she ain't poor.
No. Unless she's spent it all, which I don't think she has. Over in New York Fashion Week, she managed to offend all of the fashion designers.
Oh, really?
Yep. She was apparently showboating from the front row of all the, you know, the thingos and taking the attention away from the fashion. And so they've all decided... She's no longer welcome at fashion parades anymore.
Oh, dear. Well, you know, where's she going to get her next dress for the next award ceremony?
She's going to have to go to the shops and buy it.
Oh.
But to make up for it, apparently, she's a massive fan of Great British Bake Off.
Oh.
And the producers are pushing hard to get her on as a full-time judge because they need some more.
Tay-Tay on the Great British Bake Off.
I know.
That I would watch. I watch it already.
I know.
That I would watch.
I reckon she'd be terrible at it, but compelling viewing.
Hey, we promised a Rosie Dog update.
We did.
And
hashtag Rosie Dog on all platforms.
Instagram.
Twitter.
Facebook.
And Facebook.
Absolutely. Hey, just a basic update. She's been the dog from... she's a heaven-sent... dog, hell-bent on sending us broke.
Yes, she has medical issues.
Yes. Addison's disease, torn cruciate ligament.
Knee is done now. Cost is a fortune, but it's all better.
All fixed. Her Addison's, she's doing really, really well. We've gone from twice daily tablets to monthly injection, which makes our life so much easier.
Can I just throw in, just in case you don't know, she is our 65-kilo St. Bernard child of non-human birth.
She is.
Beautiful, but she will bark at you if you come up to her.
Coming up for 3.5 years old. And she's amazing, doing really, really well. She had her latest vet blood test just recently. So
yes, I was just on the phone to the vet just before. That's why you had Chris and Tristan reading out the community announcement about beat bullying with...
Confidence is trivia.
Yes.
Day. Hey, we had another message in.
I'm not sure. It's obviously... It might have been from the Poofs. I don't know. But somebody wants to know if we can bring some eggs on the way home. And you know what?
Sure.
We can.
We can do that.
Because I think we're parked down by the supermarket. So I'll pick some up and you can just drop the money off later.
Can I say what the most astounding reaction in the studio here was tonight? The reaction in the station generally when Robbie Rockstar said, "Who?" about Barry Bissell. Yep. Everyone had to come up and educate him. But I did find out why he doesn't know. See, yesterday once more, genre is 1950 to 1979.
It's all right. I worked it out. It's because he only listened.
Take 40 Australia actually only started in 1984.
Yeah, but he was an AM listener. That's right. The only things he remembers is, Ernie Sigley.
Yes.
Bert.
Yes.
Who else did radio back then?
Darren Hinch.
Yeah, No.
He was on AM.
No, I mean back in the days when AM played music.
Oh.
You know.
Well, I do
back
now.
In the old days when they used cylinders.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.